from KQED.
If you've ever gotten a driver's license, you've paid state taxes, or you've registered to vote, you know that you turn over personal information to the state government. But Latinos, Muslims, and many from the LGBTQ community are worried that routine information could somehow be used against them by the Trump administration, an administration which has proposed policies many consider hostile. Now, California lawmakers are looking at changing privacy laws to address those fears, as KQED's Politics and Government Desk reporter Katie Orr tells us.
At a small rally near the state capitol recently, Juan Aguilar stood among a group of people waving large American and Mexican flags. They were taking part in the national Day Without Immigrants demonstrations to protest against increased federal immigration enforcement. Aguilar recently moved to Sacramento from Fresno, where he was born. He's a U.S. citizen, but most of his family, including his dad, are undocumented.
My father, he travels a lot, San Diego, Fresno, Sacramento, L.A., all over. All he's trying to do is have enough money to support all of us.
Aguilar's worries are shared by many in the Latino community as the Trump administration begins cracking down on illegal immigration. But California legislators are fighting back with several bills meant to protect personal data collected by the state. Long Beach State Senator Ricardo Lara says privacy is especially important for groups that might be targeted by the federal government, including immigrants or Muslims.
We have to move quickly to protect the data that we have in terms of folks that have trusted in our state government to be able to offer critical services that are important to them.
Lara has introduced two bills aimed at better protecting the data gathered while applying for state services. One would prohibit state agencies from using personal information for anything beyond what's needed to process an application. Another would block state and local governments from participating in any effort to establish a registry of Muslims or any other religion. A bill from Senate leader Kevin De Leon would prohibit state and local law enforcement agencies from using their resources for immigration enforcement purposes. Lara says California can't afford to wait.
We have to be very vigilant and we have to be ahead of the game in terms of ensuring that our immigrant community's information is going to be kept here in California and it's not going to be shared with the federal government.
But Republicans say Democrats are just sowing fear, part of an effort to undermine President Trump. Riverside County State Senator Jeff Stone recently suggested as much while the Senate debated a resolution condemning increased federal immigration actions.
The Senate resolution is just another piece of feel-good rant that scores political points with a few and panders to the increasing fear and anxiety of many.
Civil liberties groups acknowledge many state systems already have confidentiality clauses in place, and California's Constitution also contains a right to privacy. Still, Jill Bronfman with the Privacy and Technology Project at UC Hastings believes it may be time for the state to get creative in applying current laws if the federal government tries tapping into state databases. For instance, Bronfman says California could expand protections for victims of domestic violence to include people targeted by the federal government.
Can you be threatened or stalked by the federal government? Is deportation to a war zone or certain gender violence a sufficient threat to be protected by this program?
Bronfman says California has always been at the forefront of privacy law, but she says things are happening quickly at the federal level and the state needs to be ready. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.